the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Dwight is not a bad, I mean, I heard a lot of people say, oh, he's a bad guy, he's a chemistry killer, all this stuff. No, he's not. He really isn't. Dwight competes really hard. Dwight, you know, really wants to win. My only, it's not a criticism. The only reality of Dwight is after he loses, you know, 5 minutes later, he's over that loss, you know, whereas, you know, I know when I played and coached, when you lost, I was just miserable and I wanted to be miserable. I think there was something about that misery that made me a better coach, made me a better player, because I just kind of wallowed in that misery. And I was always amazed when guys could kind of, you know, turn the page really quickly like that. But he is not, I mean, Dwight is not the problem in Houston, but he's also really not the solution either.
So, all this talk and not really much movement. I guess that's what we expected. Well, let's get to it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Li Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. We got free poker tonight. Let's have some fun today. What's up, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that, man. What's up with you?
Business. Doing a lot of business today.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got there's a little more to our job than just showing up and doing the show. Sometimes you have to, you know, client stuff. And
not me.
Sometimes you have to do, well, I have to do a lot of stuff around here now, but that's my own fault.
That is
your own
fault.
I took it on purpose. But, John, did you have to delay things because of me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
About a minute and a half.
Second day in a row, right, John?
Hmm.
No worries, though, Fred. Show revolves around you.
Well, I'm sorry. I was talking to the ad boss in there about some stuff. Just trying to keep us on air, my man.
All right.
Make us money, that's all.
All right.
My apologies. I you know what? John, I'll accept it. Give me the shame bell, please.
Shame.
I feel shame now.
Yeah.
Oh, well. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. Just rocking and rolling through another day. Been like we pretty much decided that tomorrow's the day on the dog.
Mm.
So dealing with all that, getting everything ready for that. It's like making funeral plans while the dog is still alive seems very cold, but that's what you got to do, I guess.
Yeah. You have to do that with humans sometimes, too.
Yeah, so. I guess so. I don't like the thought of that either.
Well,
that's why I don't like old people. They creep me out.
Yeah, well, that's what they do.
Yep.
That and play Ace 10 like it's a nuts.
Ace 10 is the nuts. What are you talking
That's
about?
What old people do. Speaking of which, tournament tonight, and if you did not qualify or you did not get a free entry, you can still get out there and play. It's at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Please go check it out. Going to be a lot of fun tonight. AJ will be there. I will be there next week. But have some fun, man. It's a good group of people. You'll have a blast. You have a chance to win some really cool prizes, and you get to hang out.
Yep.
Also, that golf tournament we got coming, you guys need to check that out. It's
I'm pretty stoked about that.
$50 is all. And I don't see a thing on here for it. It's golf at Gal Media, right, John? Yeah, that's all you have to do is sign up that way. $50, you're getting all kinds of stuff, and you get to play golf. So I'm going to put a little team together. It's going to be fun. So please check it out.
I don't think you guys can actually play.
Why not?
Just because, I was told that talent wasn't going to play because of the way that it was structured.
No, so, we played last week. Oh, and the, oh, you mean the golf tournament?
Yeah, the golf tournament. Yeah.
Then what's the point of us going out there?
We are broadcasting out there too.
Well, what times the tournament start?
I'll double check, but we are broadcasting out there all day.
But we're not broadcasting all day.
We're broadcasting for 3 hours.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying you guys can't. I don't think you can play the entire tournament.
Well, that's all right. We'll play.
We'll play until it's time to go on the air.
Yeah. What's the big deal with that?
Don't tell us we can't play.
No, I'm not saying.
Who said that? Who said we can't play?
It wasn't.
Just name
more,
the name.
No. It wasn't like no. They can't play. It's more like they won't have time to play.
Who said that?
Everyone.
Who's everyone? Someone must have said it. I doubt that they said it like a chorus all at the same time. Who's the one who said it?
No, I don't remember. It was in one of these meetings.
Was it Todd?
No, I really don't remember. But it was brought up, and then they were like, or people were like, you know, the talent probably won't have time to play, and they'll be just hanging around.
No, the other talent won't have time to play. Fred and I will have time.
Exactly.
We'll make time, and we'll probably do the show a little bit drunk that day.
Which is fine. Sometimes those are the best shows.
Actually, no, I won't, because I still won't be drinking then.
Oh, yeah?
But Fred will probably do the show a little bit drunk that day, and I don't even care.
It'll be fun. By the way, I finally tried the BBH chocolate.
Yeah?
It's solid.
Strong?
Yeah.
Better than vanilla?
No, it's not better than the vanilla.
I was going to say, that's hard to beat.
I'm not sure that anything's better than the vanilla is of the BBH series, but I think I probably like the straight BBH a little bit better, but it's very good.
Okay.
So... I mean, not that they don't do anything bad over there.
No.
I mean, when they sit down and actually put together these limited releases, man, it's always good. So I'm not a big chocolate guy, so I was a little worried. I shouldn't have been.
Okay.
I should have trusted them. 713-780-ESPN. A little praise for AJ Hoffman here, because somebody asked about that Duke North Carolina game yesterday. You said you were on Duke. I said, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think I'm playing that one too. I did. Good job.
Thank you.
Yes. When it comes to college basketball, I always like making sure I'm on the same side you are on that.
I split yesterday. I went 2-2 yesterday, but I am so far up this season, it's not even funny. I mean, it's already paid for my mediocre football season, college and professional, and it has just been I think the reason why I'm noticing how profitable it is because I'm not playing the NBA. And there's nothing to, it's, you know, Fred, like I tell you when we go to Vegas, I'll sit at the poker table and make money. I'll go to the sports book and make money. But I always leave broke because I always sit down at the blackjack table.
Yep.
The NBA is my blackjack table. And so I'm not going. And it's been very good for me.
Well, that's...
I've got a good feel for the college hoops this year.
Yeah, well, you've been on it pretty much from the beginning. So... I've been following you on a few, and what I tend to do is I'll look for a game I like, and then I'll ask you about it.
Yeah.
And if you're on it, I'll bet it. If you're not, I'll just leave it alone. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Texter saying AJ trying to get Jong to rat out who said it is straight from a mobster movie.
I just want to know.
Yeah, just want to, you know, that's all.
I want to know so I can approach them.
I want to know who keeps calling us talent too. I don't like that term. Just a host, man. Oh, the talent does this. It just sounds arrogant. I'm not a big fan of that.
Typical.
All right, so the trade deadline comes and goes, and about the only thing that happens with the Rockets is we no longer have the Wolf.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't a name that was talked about a lot, you know, leading up to the trade deadline, but I guess it makes a little bit of sense. They clearly don't want to pay to keep him around, considering he hasn't been able to stay on the court.
Well, this is 2 years now he hasn't played, really.
Yeah.
And you can't pay a guy like that big money. It's a shame because I like his skill set, and I think the guy's a very good player when healthy. But I mean, he's been healthy for such a small part of his career here. So if you're getting something for him, which you know could easily be a lottery pick, then good deal.
Could be. I don't think it will be a lottery pick, but it's something. And I thought it was weird, though. Like they had said Joel Anthony was part of the trade. But then Joel Anthony goes to Philadelphia, so it's a whole mess. But basically, the Rockets walk away with a draft pick that'll probably be somewhere between, I mean, 9 at the best.
Yeah.
And more likely about 13 to 16 range.
Yeah, but even so, if you do wind up with 9, then, hey, that's great.
Yeah.
But and if you're not going to re-sign the guy, he's a restricted free agent. Then okay, yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, and Marcus Thornton never was a fit here, so that's not a big loss. But no Dwight getting traded. None of the big names that were thrown out there got traded, which I'm not surprised by.
It's so funny and so typical. They couldn't get a deal done for Dwight Howard, so Daryl Morey says, nothing was ever really close. A lot of teams coming to us asking about him, but it just wasn't the right thing. Give me a break, Daryl. You know damn well there weren't teams ringing off your phone off the hook for, hey, we really want Dwight. What's it going to take? Nah, that's not enough for Dwight. Give me a break. Everyone knows Dwight was not a hot commodity. Teams aren't willing to take him on because they know he's going to want a max deal next year. It's fine. Just don't try to BS it.
Yeah, I'm guessing what happened was they threw him out there, thought, okay, let's see what we can get for him. And basically the offers were a warm bucket of spit. And he just said no, which I was saying all along, if you can't get anything worthwhile, don't bother. Just keep the guy and, you know, try to do what you can for the rest of the year. But none of the names, Blake Griffin, no big name. And this is the same thing every year. It's like all week long, all these alleged big trades get leaked, and this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. In the end, it's, you know, there's just mostly fixer-upper trades is what they are.
Yeah.
All right. We will take a very quick break. We come back, we'll get to your phone calls. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Well, not. Let's pray Demo doesn't drink that water. You know what's going to be sad? Is Demo used to frequent the Kroger in Montrose that I go to a lot to get beer and stuff.
Yeah.
So you'd see him in there all the time.
The one there behind Specs.
Yeah. And I must saw him in there 3 times. So I'll miss him when I'm going to buy beer.
Buying beer?
No. He was buying, Wolf stuff.
Oh, okay.
Whatever it is that wolves eat.
Gotcha.
But he wasn't in the beer area. But I mean, it was there about 3 times I saw him in there. All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5. Swinging out of line and drifting closer in your sight. So play it out, I'm wide awake. It's a scene about me. There's something. This is the Blitz. The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope you're having a great one. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know what? Let's take a couple phone calls. Chris, you get to lead it off today. What's up, Chris?
How do y'all stuff?
Sports.
How y'all doing? I had a question for Fred or for AJ, too, if you've had it. But I got a bottle of that Kentucky Habit, and I haven't drank it yet. And I want to get some of the Hellfighter, but I want to know if I should get that or get some more Kentucky Habit or just what you thought about the Habit. I know you got a bottle. I don't know if you drank it yet.
Yeah, I haven't had the chocolate BBH yet, but that Kentucky Habit I drank at the brewery.
Yeah, it's one of the best beers I've ever had.
It's fantastic, man. Yeah. So I don't think you can go wrong with either one of them.
As many of those as you can get, I would grab them. I think I have 2 more, and it's just fantastic. And again, there's nothing wrong with the BBH. It's very good too. But that, man, that Kentucky Habit is just fantastic. All right, let's get Dustin.
What's going on, guys?
Sports is going on.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for hiring Red Raiders, because the guy that took my call first was a Red Raider. So,
get your guns
my
out.
Question is, do we have what it takes? Because I'm getting a lot of flack from some of my Longhorn friends and saying it's a fluke, and like OU was playing pitiful the second half, obviously. But I can understand one ranked team, but 3 ranked teams? Like, come on. We got to be a contender.
Texas Tech is playing pretty well. I think that they're in the conversation right now I'd probably put them as one of my last 4 in. But the reality is, if they are going to make the tournament, they're going to have to either get a win at Kansas or at West Virginia down the stretch, and that's going to be tough. They're like, you know, as I said, they're one of my last four in. They're borderline right now, and they need a win like that, or they can make a deep tournament run in the Big 12.
Yeah,
but the Big 12 is probably only going to get six teams, which I say only six is a lot. And probably the only conference that'll get more than them is the ACC. But if the Big 12 gets six teams right now, Texas Tech is probably the seventh one. So they could really use a win down the stretch against one of those two teams that are you know, hovering around the top of the conference. You know, TCU, Kansas State, at Oklahoma State. Those aren't tournament teams. So those wins will do you. I mean, it'll kill you if you lose them, but it won't do you a lot of good to win them. You need one of those two wins at Kansas or at West Virginia, I believe.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's a well-coached basketball team, though. There's no question.
But it's, you know, there was a time in this season, and they're hot right now, but there was a time where they lost 8 out of 10 games. I mean, they were a total mess, and their only wins were against TCU and Oklahoma State, who were just garbage. So it was looking pretty bleak, but since then, they've won the three straight games against top 25 teams. And they've got wins over, you know, they've got wins over Texas. They've got wins over Iowa State, Baylor, Oklahoma. They've got wins over all the top teams in the conference, except for West Virginia and Kansas. And, you know, I think they're going to need one of them.
Texter said, just heard a stat that the median age of a baseball viewer is 56. Why is that? Why is baseball not relating to young people like it used to?
Because it's a slow game.
I think, well, in simple terms, yeah. I mean, we live in an ADD society. We live in a Twitter society. Baseball is not a game that I've always said it's a social game. It's like you go, you sit there, you talk between innings, and it's not as a game that that younger people are going to enjoy as much. And I get it because, frankly, it's hard to watch. You have to commit 3 hours, and it's a slow-moving game. And it's the reason that people that age still watch it is because of tradition. And I think 20 years from now, when those people die off, you'll still have people who love baseball. But I just think it's going to have a real, you know, long-term, there's a reason that it's not popular the way it was, well, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, because, you know, our society has evolved, and we've become an ADD society. There's no question. And we like our sports to be fast and in front of us. And, you know, even the NFL, we've talked about there's only like 11 minutes of actual action in a game. Yeah. But we also have Red Zone that you can flip over to. And that appeals to all of us. It's certainly me, too. I'm the same way, man. Short attention span. I want action. And, you know, baseball, you'll sit there for 3 hours for 5 minutes of action, maybe. And I think that's it appeals to people who are more laid back and patient. And that's why I think it appeals to an older audience. But that doesn't surprise me. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. The other problem, I think, is when we were growing up, we used to be able to get enough kids to play baseball. Like, we wouldn't have nine on nine.
It's hard to do.
We'd have 5-on-5 or something, and, you know, you'd close one field and do stuff like that. Do kids still do that?
I don't
think so. It was always easier to get, because basketball, you can play 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 1-on-1. You don't need to get a whole group together. Even football, we could play 3-on-3. But baseball, you had to have a certain amount of people. And I just don't know that kids do that anymore. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. A lot of people asking, do you think Dwight will pout about his situation or keep his head up and play? I don't think Dwight's going to pout because he's going to opt out and make a bunch of money anyway at the end of the season. And, you know, those two are just going to have to hug it out.
I think one thing I can see here is, based on what happened today, the Rockets aren't getting any better this season. I mean,
I had hoped that they would add kind of a secondary piece, nothing major, but something that would maybe a wing defender that could come in and help a little bit on defense. But you know, with what they are now, this is what they're going to be. So you have to hope that this core group somehow gets it together. And with this coaching staff, I don't know that I like the chances of that. So I think the best you're hoping for is get a little run, get the sixth spot, and get beat by Oklahoma City. That's pretty much it. 713-780-ESPN. And the texter says MLB has 19 minutes of action per game. I don't know how you can quantify that. I mean, if you're just talking about a guy pitching, the problem is the time between it, especially when pitchers are taking all day and guys are stepping out of the batter's box. It just it's hard for people to stay with that. Now, playoff baseball is different because it is very, which obviously Houston fan just now got a taste of again. But there you have, you know, every pitch means something. Even then, some of those playoff games, when it's not your team and the games are 3.5 and 4 hours, you're not going to watch all that. Let's try Will real quick. What's up, Will?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
So, you guys were talking about the baseball. They were talking about it on Mike and Mike this morning. The average age of 56 was for guys who are watching it on TV at home. The average age of people viewing it in app and watching it on, like, the ESPN app and following along with the game and keeping up with it for betting purposes and stuff is in the mid-30s. So, like, baseball's still got a good following of people, like you're talking about. Everybody's following it in the now factor where they can just go check for an update because it's so slow and boring, and they'd rather just see what's happening in words than watch a highlight whenever it shows up on their app and watch the game for hours.
But, I mean, that doesn't do anything for – I mean, that's akin to people who check Twitter to see what happened in a Pacquiao or a Mayweather fight,
right?
Rather than pay the $60 to watch it. It doesn't do boxing any good for them to, you know, Google who won the fight. It doesn't do baseball any good for people to just look up what the score is. They need people in the seats. They need viewers on television for that sport to stay relevant. And I'm not saying it's not relevant now, but it's way less relevant than it was 15 years ago.
Well,
that's indisputable.
Yeah, and I think part of the issue is, and if you're ESPN, you've invested so much in this with the money you've spent on it, you better find other ways for people to watch baseball.
Yeah.
Because and it's going to be real interesting to see what happens with a lot of sports here moving forward if ESPN keeps bleeding money. You think about all the money they put into college football, all the money they put into baseball. If that runs out at some point, I kind of wonder which sports are going to be the ones left out. Who is it that, because they started this whole arms race with Fox and all these other places, especially for college football. NFL, I think, is, there's enough competition from everybody. But when you start talking about college basketball and baseball, is there really somebody that's going to go pay a whole bunch of money, or are you going to wind up with an NBC sports deal like hockey has?
Yes.
Which, yeah. Anyway, hey, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academies. This is a fantastic place. This is a school where at-risk kids get a second chance. These are kids who've had to drop out and for whatever reason, and they get another chance at Houston Can Academy. Houston Can Academy works with them and gives kids who probably would have just given up on life another chance. And so many of them graduate and do great things. And it's really a fantastic program that they have going over there. And you can help. It's real simple. All you have to do is donate that vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They'll come pick it up. They'll tow it free of charge. It doesn't cost you anything. As a matter of fact, you get a tax-deductible donation out of it. And they're going to give you a $50 Visa gift card if you said you heard about it on the Blitz. They'll even fill out the paperwork. So it's a real quick thing. It doesn't take any time at all, and they come and handle everything. And then they take that money and they help these kids. And you're doing a great thing by getting rid of something you're not even using anymore to help them do a great thing. And if you think about how many lives you can affect just by getting rid of something that you don't even need, all you have to do is pick up the phone. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com and just tell them, hey, guys, come get my vehicle. I want to help. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Ryan says, don't like baseball? Don't whine about how long it is. I don't want to change your mind. Leave me and the game I love alone. Well, first off, I do like baseball.
I do too.
I'm trying to explain to you. I was answering a guy's question about why that's a medium age for people watching TV, in my opinion. And I'm leave you alone. I didn't say anything to you specifically. But here's the problem. You love the game. That's great. Not enough people do anymore. It's fallen down. And it's still very strong. And certainly in certain markets, New York, St. Louis, it's going to continue to be strong. But compared to the other sports, it's lost a lot of ground. And it's great that you love it. It's great that the people who love it still go. But, again, there's a lot of sports that over time... Hey, one sport that I love, horse racing. In the 20s, it was as big as anything. Boxing was as big as anything. And I always kind of compare those sports because I think they're very similar. As our country was really growing into what it's become, boxing, baseball, and horse racing were the sports. And now... that's not really the case anymore. And I think you can make a case that 30 years from now, soccer may be it because the whole landscape of the country's changing. So in horse racing now is kind of an afterthought. Boxing, pretty much an afterthought, unless every now and then we have a big fight. But I think you can make a pretty good argument that MMA is a hell of a lot more popular now than boxing is.
Yeah.
And so sports have to change with society. And you can love it all you want the way it is. That's fine. But 10, 15, 20 years down the road, if it's exactly the same, then it's going to be like tennis. You'll get excited for the big things. That's what happens with boxing. We get excited for the big stuff. We finally got excited when we got Pacquiao Mayweather, even though it was a horrible fight. Horse racing, we get excited for the Triple Crown.
Right.
It was great to see American Pharoah do that. People got into it.
If the first two races, if different horses win... No one cares.
No one cares about it. I mean, I care about the Belmont because I want to make money, but nobody else cares. And to me, that's where, you know, baseball is not quite to that point yet, but it's certainly on the fringe. And when interesting things happen, but I mean, is it even a big deal now when somebody throws a no-hitter? We just kind of yawn.
Not really anymore, yeah.
No, and where we got excited was the home run chase between McGuire and Sosa, and the whole country stopped for that. And I think that's kind of the direction you're headed with it. I mean, I'm always going to like baseball. I think it's a sport I grew up with. It's the sport I was probably best at of all the ones I played, and I still enjoy it. But I'm not society. I'm an old man. I'm closer to that 56 than I am to that 35. And I still can't sit and watch games the way I used to because there's too many things to distract me. And Lamont and Frobius and everybody saying kids don't play outside anymore.
And that's part of it too.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, the difference is you can get four guys together and play basketball. You know, you can get six guys and play basketball.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You can play two. And you can play one-on-one.
Yeah. And even football, like when I was a kid, we played two-on-two football, three-on-three football.
Yeah, we did too.
All the time. But... baseball, I mean, that's tough to go out and play with just a couple guys. I mean, you have to be committed to, you know, you got to be in a league of some sort. It's not like the old Mickey Mantle days where you see kids playing with a broom in the streets. That doesn't happen anymore.
Well, at least not around here. Maybe it still does in New York.
No, it doesn't. You know where it happens? In, you know, Cuba, Puerto Rico, the Dominican. Mm-hmm. That's where that stuff's happening.
And that's why you're seeing so many players from there.
But you know what? Here's the difference. You can probably go in the Dominican and find 15 kids who want to play baseball any given day, and will go out in the streets and do it. Good luck doing that around here. Kids are playing Minecraft.
Well, and I also think the commitment to it, and again, I have a lot of friends whose kids are really great at one specific sport, which is always something that I, you know, that's been an adjustment for me to pay attention to, is because, you know, the way I grew up, we played all three. We played football during football season, basketball during basketball season, yeah. baseball during baseball season. And now these kids are playing select teams year round. And the time and money commitment for stuff like that, and I'm sure there's some of you out there who have kids playing select baseball year round. I wouldn't venture a guess at how much it's costing you, but I know it ain't cheap.
No.
To take them around all those places. And it's like some of my in-laws and their hockey kids. My God, they spend so much money taking them around to hockey tournaments because they're playing year round. And yeah, I think that's certainly part of growing it as well, is who can afford it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Ryan says, I wasn't saying you specifically leave me alone. I was talking to people who want to change the game to get more viewers. No, I know you were, Ryan.
Eventually baseball, these guys got to make money.
Well, yeah, but getting more viewers is important. It's for anybody. And you're not going to keep getting those big TV contracts. 713-780-ESPN. Here's a real good one from 936, by the way. I got to give you guys credit. And maybe it's because I blocked the bad 936s. You guys have been doing a lot better. So baseball is great on radio, which is why it was so popular in the early years. On television, people want a faster-moving, visually stimulating sport.
That's football. What they like.
Well, and again,
that's why basketball is past baseball in popularity.
That's kind of what it comes down to, is what are the best TV sports? Because I love hockey. Hockey in person is fantastic. Hockey on radio, fantastic. But watching it on TV, it's hard. You can't tell where the puck is. You can't tell what's going on. You can only see a part of the court. And it's never taken off as a TV sport. Baseball is kind of the same way. You can't follow the whole game. Now, in person, you can see everything that's going on. Every time the ball's hit, you can see the fielders move, and it's fantastic. And I would throw soccer in there, too. I know soccer guy's going to get mad at me for saying this, but it's bad to watch on TV. Soccer is a very good sport in person when you can actually see everything that's going on. And I think that has a big that has a lot to do with it. Somebody says, I pay $15K to $20K per year for my 16-year-old to play travel ball.
Booger.
That's a lot of money. Says lessons, travel, and stay.
I don't pay that much.
Yeah. 713.
But I did say booger.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I used to coach travel youth hockey. I was floored at how much the parents would shell out for their kids. They always had the best gear and stayed at the nicest hotels for tournaments. Hockey parents are flush with cash, apparently.
No joke.
You know,
I mean, that's just like lacrosse kids.
Yeah. But I think baseball is at least to me, it seems like it's headed the same direction in this country anyway.
Well, baseball is a more expensive game to play.
Yeah.
I mean, going out and renting a batting cage is expensive. You rent a batting cage for an hour, that's expensive. You get a hitting coach for an hour, that's expensive. You know, buying bats, buying helmets, buying, you know, pants, you got to buy everything. It's right. Not like high school. In football, they just give you all your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in basketball, you need shoes and a ball. It's
and as Henry points out, soccer is so huge because all it requires is a ball.
Yeah,
I see people held downtown in parking lots. The construction guys will play soccer on their break, and because all he needs a ball.
Dude, my brother when he worked at El Tiempo up in by my house in Vintage Park, and everybody and he would go. He was the only white guy working there, but. Everybody in the kitchen would go out and play soccer after a shift in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's what these guys do on their lunch break. They'll take a break from construction, go over to the parking lot, play soccer, and then go back to work. And, I mean, it's easy. All you need is a ball, and you can sit there and play on concrete, for goodness sake. Somebody asked, how do you fix that? Well, if I had an answer, I'd give it to them, but I don't. I mean, I think some of the things they're talking about, speeding up the game and all that, I do think kind of go to what the game's really about. And it may just be that baseball has to evolve into, you know, where it's not on the tier that it is, but it's still a fun sport for the people who love it, like hockey. All right, well, a lot of guys want to weigh on this. We'll grab some phone calls when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Houston, what's up? This your boy Kimbo Slice from Bellator MMA, and you are listening to ESPN 97.5.
And we're back. It's officially baseball season. The Rice Owls open their season with a weekend series against the Arizona Wildcats Friday. The first 1,000 fans at the ballpark will receive a schedule magnet. First pitch is at 6, and tickets start at just $15. Log on to riceowls.com to get yours now and see the Owls on their quest for the 21st straight conference championship. And if you've never been out to Reckling Park, that is a pretty cool baseball stadium. If you're looking for something different to do.
If you're into college baseball.
Yeah, or if you just want to take the kids or something.
Right.
And a couple things. Tyler says, have to disagree. EPL is fantastic on TV. MLS getting better, but still room to improve. Tyler, you're a soccer fan. Of course it's fantastic. Yeah. Just like, to me, horse racing is fantastic. Hockey is fantastic. To the average person, though, you can't think in terms of what's going to appeal to you. You have to take what's going to appeal to that group of people out there that are looking for something else to watch. And it's going to be something that's easy to watch on TV because that's what we've become used to. And yes, video games have something to do with that, I think. And
also, all these streaming services as well. Netflix.
No, absolutely.
Would you rather watch a Wednesday night Astros Angels game, or would you catch up on Making a Murder or something like that? Would you finish Making a Murder or watch an Astros Angels game?
A regular season game?
Yeah, like in June.
Dude, I almost never watch regular season baseball.
Yeah, so that's kind of where we are as a society.
Unless there's some really cool
there's so many options out there
or something. I just don't.
Yeah,
watch.
And that's the thing. That's what you're competing with. So yeah, and for guys like Ryan, who's a huge baseball fan, and for guys like Tyler, who's a huge soccer fan. Of course, you're going to think it's great on TV because you love it. That's fine. You can love it. There's nothing wrong with that. Now you need to get more people, though, who are casual. That's all. And, you know, I think that's going to be the challenge moving forward. Let's try a couple phone calls on this. Doug, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports guys. How are y'all today?
Sports to you.
I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
We got you.
I just wanted to weigh in on the baseball that y'all were talking about, the young children baseball players that are 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old that are traveling on select teams. Fred, you're exactly right. It takes a 1,001% commitment on the parents' part to do everything that some of these coaches want to do for their children. And the availability of the digital technology today, you're right, AJ. The batting cage, it ain't cheap, man. It's very, very expensive. A friend of mine spends about $20,000 a year.
Oh, my God.
On his young child playing in select baseball.
Wow. I had a texter had a real good point. It's like so many parents invest all this money in that when they thinking their kid's going to get a scholarship, and maybe they ought to invest it in tutoring them so they can get an academic scholarship. But hey, the truth is it's whatever, you know, whatever your kid's into. If my kid had been into select baseball, I would have emptied my pocketbook.
Yeah.
And I would have done it because that's what you do as a parent. But, you know, you have to have the ability to do that too. Let's try, Nick real quick. What's up, Nick? Go, Nick.
Right. Hello, I can barely hear you. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Too.
What's going on with our phones, John? How come nobody can hear us?
We can hear you fine, though.
Okay,
so.
I just want to weigh in as well. Select baseball thing, you know, it has its pros and cons. It's made baseball more competitive. I'm from a Latin American country, and I've seen that, hey, baseball's better because of it. But it does bring out the problem where young kids are not playing anymore because of how sensitive it is. And that translates into future viewers from Major League Baseball because they get a lot of kids that can't play it. They just get around in our sports and they just don't watch baseball anymore. And that's, I think, the main problem that MLB is going to have in the future years because a lot of kids are not playing. Thank you, guys.
I could barely hear him.
Yeah. No, but I get what he's saying. He's basically agreeing that kids don't watch baseball anymore, and it's true. My kid won't sit down and watch a baseball game on TV. He'll go to the game.
Yeah.
But mostly he's just going because he wants to eat a bunch of crap. And,
well, but you know. And one reason I do like going to baseball games is as much as if I go to a football game and I'm sitting in the stands and you're talking the whole time about your boyfriend or your girlfriend behind me, I want to turn around and punch you because, you know, that it's football. Shut the hell up. Baseball's not like that. Baseball is, because of the pace of it, you can go to a game and actually have it. To me, it used to be a great place to take a date because you could actually sit there and talk and then not miss anything. And to me, it's the one sport that's really like that because, hey, soccer's continuous motion. Basketball, you know, yeah, you have timeouts, but you can't really get something started that, you know, because if you do and then the game starts again, I'm going to tell you to shut up because I want to watch the game. Football's the same way, and I've always liked that about baseball. But Michael says if the men's USA soccer team went to the last four, more people would pick it up due to the media coverage. Every year, I mean, people get nuts over the World Cup when the U.S. plays. I mean,
but that's the only time they care.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
It's like they care for a little while, and then 3-4 months after the World Cup's over, no one cares.
And as far as soccer guy, I wouldn't worry too much. I think 20 years from now, you're going to, just because the country is changing, we're having so many people come from other countries that soccer's the thing, then that you want to know what's going to make it big in the U.S., that's going to be it, is as we continue to have people immigrate from other countries. That's what's going to make it bigger. You're not going to get people who are, you know, football lovers to suddenly become huge soccer fans like you guys are. I mean, you can get it. You'll get into it. I enjoy it, but I'm never going to be nuts like you guys are. I'm not going to get up to watch EPL on Saturday mornings. There's some games I like to watch. I'll pick and choose. And that's the kind of guy you're looking for. You need more people who pick and choose to watch all of these things. Chris has headed to poker tonight. Are they doing bonus for money spin at Dave and Buster's again? Yes. They are.
That's so, like $15. You get
spend $15. You get 25,000 extra chips. So, Cowboy Bill said he personally got turned off to baseball due to the steroids era. So I'm the exact opposite. That was fun when guys were bashing 60 home runs.
I'm kind of bummed that they don't do it anymore.
And you know why? Because it was like a video game.
Yeah.
I'm a 51-year-old child. I just realized that. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll get to more phone calls. I certainly didn't expect this to be a topic today. I just read a text and everybody ran with it. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.